Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. And I mean that seriously. You got to get involved in the solution. It's the only way we all win. All right? Somebody just sent me something. I didn't see this before, and I haven't really done a lot with it. But the question is to explain how Joe won with these overwhelming numbers, right? When he really, honestly, he only won 17% of all U.S. counties. So that doesn't sound like an overwhelming win to me, or an overwhelming anything to me. Right? This was, as a matter of fact, it was a record low counties that any one president ever won. Which is why we keep coming back, because we don't believe it. We don't believe it's real. Right? And again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. What I love to do coming into the end of the week, I love to deal with the stories of the week that we never really finished up on. We never finished off, if you would. And there's a boatload of them. Now, I was talking about in the last hour how San Francisco Target, and they're one of many retailers now that are cutting back their hours, cutting back their employees. But the left has this thing. You know, they're so good with businesses that they're running their cities into the ground. And the mayor of San Francisco thinks that, well, Target actually should expand its hours, expand its employees. Why? So people come in and rob and loot the place and take stuff. I mean, they don't care. They don't lose anything. They don't lose a nickel over this stuff. It's just never ending with these people. The lunacy is never ending. Olympian Gwen Berry. Oh, God. You know, tweets never go away, people. You know that, right? I have to tell you. So apparently some of her tweets are coming back to haunt her. But here's the deal. She's on the left. They will never hold her responsible for those tweets. They will never hold those against her. The only time that happens is if you're on the right and they're less than 100 years old. Now remember, she's the one that everybody screamed about because she came in number three. Let's just make that clear. And she was upset that they didn't hold back the national anthem just for her. The other two were fine with it. Sorry, that's the majority. So, she's supposed to represent Team USA in Tokyo. Although, I don't think she should. I think they should disqualify her just for the tweets alone that she sent. They would if it was a white guy that was a Republican and or a conservative, they would have removed him from the team and thrown him in jail. That simple. She She said, the point is to compete, which I'm doing. It has nothing to do with the flag. Well, actually, it has everything to do with the flag. You're representing a country. You're not representing yourself in some kind of independent sports contest. This is for the team. This is for the country. You can't work with the team, and you can't work with the country. Go find one you can. Now, Friday, earlier in the day, these internet sleuths were searching all over the place. They found some great older tweets from that wonderful Olympian, or soon-to-be Olympian, I guess. USA Track and Field and representatives for Barry didn't really want to discuss this issue once it was found. Some of the tweets unearthed before Barry made the Olympic team in 16 and 21, even before she was on Team USA. She's like, I don't even know what some of the stuff means. She was going to shout out to all females that gone and got drunk, got wrecked by four dudes, and then cried about it this weekend. So apparently, women getting drunk and then having men take advantage of them, she was okay with. Where's the Me Too movement? Can you imagine somebody like myself or even another conservative woman saying the same thing? Basically, she got what she asked for because they were drunk, so they got what they asked for. Right? Just amazing. She says, basketball wives are proof. Well, I'll put it in her words. Never ending. Basketball wives is proof that white people run, they got blank mouths too much. They're nosy as hell. And they start drama all the time. Crazy, crazy people. Then she puts another tweet up and says, Mexicans, well, they just don't care about people. I'm just reading these because I want you to get cringed here. People don't realize this. If a white guy did this, if one of us did this, they would crucify us, and you know it. They get away with anything. Just saw this girl wearing heels with white socks. What the hell? She must be Chinese. Wow. They always try to start new trends. Again, things that we would get slapped around for. This little white boy being bad as hell, I would smack his blank and then stop him. Really disrespectful kid. All this was okay. Nobody at the left pushed back on any of it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A couple of nitwits.
We could have been talking about AOC. Another quad. There's more than a couple there. Let me tell you what. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you stand with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and or part of the solution. See, I told you guys, if you said the name enough, she would show up. I just got a link to a story about AOC. It's great. Anyway, we're talking about Gwen Berry and how upset she is about, you know, what happened the other day and all that. Right? And getting on the case of all of us, you know, all us white folks. We don't get it. We don't understand. Right? She was very upset because they said that they were going to play it before she walked out. And then they played it while we were out there. Well, she should have left. If she was that infuriated about it, she should have walked off the field. And when she goes to Japan, maybe, just maybe, when she starts screaming for help from the U.S., you know, soldiers, military, whatever, or she calls the U.S. consulate for help, we say, oh, wait a minute, you hate this place. Why are you calling us for help? Now, she says she doesn't want to talk about the anthem because the anthem is not important. My purpose, my mission is much bigger than sports. I'm here to represent those who died due to systemic racism. No. See, you're going to... This is where the left has succeeded. They've done such a great job. Not everything is about racism, systemic racism, or a political cause. You're going there to win the hammer throw for the team that's been paying for you. And if you can't do that, and you don't think that's your goal, then leave. Leave the team. Don't drag down the rest of those people that are there for a different reason. You don't get to make up the rules as you go. Now, they may be afraid of you because you're a black female, an African-American female. God forbid we should say anything. No, you're actually a human who happens to be an American, who happens to be a black, who happens to be a woman. You don't get any special treatment. We have screwed things up by creating subgroups, sub-subgroups, subgroups of the sub-subgroups. And isn't that in and of itself racism? When you take a group of people and you say they're a subset of the whites or they're a subset of the human race? Really? Barry asserted in an interview with the black news channel that she never said that she didn't want to represent the U.S. She never said she hated this country. Look it. I know some of you guys have gotten my case for dinner, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is like beating on your wife and telling her you love her. How much you love her. It makes no sense, and it's a lie. You can't love the woman you're beating on. Anyway, she said, I never said I hate this country. I never said that at all. All I said was I respected my people enough not to stand for or acknowledge something that disrespects them. Right. You know what? It might have stood for that at one point in time. It might have had a hint of that, not even close. Right? She told CNN's Don Lemon, you know, everything is a spur of the moment kind of thing. It depends on how I'm feeling, and it depends on what I want to do in that moment. No, it's called control. Self-control. Discipline. There are certain ways you act, there are certain things you get to do. You know, you have a spur of the moment feeling to wrap your arms around the Queen or jump at the President, you're going to find out how that doesn't really quite work out. Right? This is where these people are. Don Lemon. My God, did you read this article about him? You know, here's a guy who's talking about how they're kept down. You know, he's kept down. Everything he went through. He lives in a $4 million house in an exclusive, almost all-white neighborhood. A black man dating or married to a white man in a $4 million house telling me how he's oppressed. You know, none of those CNN people, you heard this on... And Tucker Carlson. None of those CNN people live in neighborhoods they report on. None of them. They don't know what it's like to be poor. At least not for quite some time. They don't know they have private security. They live in gated communities. Are we for real? And they're going to tell us about the real world? And then Don Lemon, what a hypocrite he is. Here's a guy. I snapped a picture of this so I would have it to show it later. He's got, what are they called, what are those guys that, oh God, the lawn things, and they were always little black men, and they were dressed up in different suits, different costumes. Somebody told me they were called Sambos, but I'm not so sure that's true. He's got one in his kitchen. He's got a cookie jar, or flour jar, or whatever it is, the big one. Of a black man with a, you know, with a baker's cap on. I thought those were racist. They couldn't have those. I thought those were terrible. Right? Anyhow, those comments that she made in those Twitter pieces would get any one of us, get many of us in a lot of trouble, maybe even throw it off the air. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Remember, I told you a minute ago, you say her name enough and she shows up, right? Somebody sent me a link to an AOC story, another one. Will you stop doing that? Especially when my stomach gets settled. She says Olympic ban on marijuana is an instrument of racism. But not because it's marijuana or it's grown by a large, you know, maybe black-owned company. No, no, no. It's because a black track star got suspended. So what did she say, that, you know, black folks have to smoke dope or something? Right? She thinks that the rule barring marijuana use during the Olympic races is an instrument of racism and colonial policy. Notice that they never really explain it. You see, the bottom line one is they have a rule, no matter what color you are, against using drugs. And especially certain kind of drugs. She just, the lunacy with this female never stops. All right. Dave from San Francisco, you want to talk about infrastructure? Olympic infrastructure? Dave? Hello? How about that? You there? Okay. Might be gone. He can call back. Joe at the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Richard said a black woman from Texas was given 1 month of suspension, which means she's going to be out of the race. She's not going to be able to run in the 100 in Tokyo. But she can still be in the running for a woman's relay race. As the trial won't be held, the race won't be held until July 27th. Put it right outside the 30 days. We'll get more on this on the other side. But really, AOC, this is racism and imperialism and colonialism. Cut me some slack. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While hosting a citizenship ceremony for brand new citizens at the White House, President Biden said immigration will play a key part in the U.S. economic recovery.
We come out of this pandemic and build an economy, we're going to build it back better. If we're going to do that, we need to fix our immigration system and fully tap the talent and dynamism in our nation.
The Labor Department says 850,000 jobs were added last month. Mark Hemrick from Bankrate.com says it's well above the monthly average for the year.
So this suggests that we are playing catch-up to some degree.
President Biden says wages were also up, and that's a sign that the economy is picking back up.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
Hiring in June was very strong in restaurants, bars, and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We're back. You're listening to Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just hit the phones real quick. David from San Francisco. David, what's up?
Oh, much better. Yeah, I was there. I just couldn't get through there. You know, the horror of what happened in Florida with that building collapse. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it, but they've got another storm coming in. The rescue, the rescue's probably over by now. It's just going to be, cleanup. But this storm coming in. This is now an early, it's not a hurricane yet, but it's a heavy storm coming right in, and it's presaging that it's going to be an early storm season. Normally, hurricanes don't start until, late August or something like mm-hmm. that, and the idea, in fact, they used to be September or so. I think Katrina was the first one that really slammed in at late August. And now we're just barely into July, and it's presaging that it's going to be a heavy storm season. And so the infrastructure bill, there are a lot, when I was talking to a South Carolina station the other day, the Republicans put together their infrastructure bill. They're going to give $12 billion to South Carolina. South Carolina got hit by that Hurricane Michael. Hurricane Michael probably did $12 billion worth of damage in a half an hour.
The Republicans aren't going to give anything to South Carolina because the Democrats are in total control. But, as far as the infrastructure bill goes...
Is the United You Stand, Divided You Fall, this country?
You can't be united, especially the Congress... When Nancy Pelosi won't even reach out to the Republican side, or any other side for that matter, to get input. She won't even reach out to people in her party that are not
really
on her same page.
Do you really believe that?
I do, because I've seen it happen.
This infrastructure
on both sides.
Bill has been going on for months.
Mm-hmm.
When the census, every 10 years, we come up with a big 10-year plan infrastructure bill. It's right after the census when you learn how many people are in a city or how many people are in a county.
I know, Dave. I deal with that in California. But here's the thing. you know, if you want to bring a real clean infrastructure bill, I've been screaming for 15 years that I've been on the air in some way, shape, manner, or form. I am tired of bills that have a whole bunch of garbage in them. Bring a clean bill. You want an infrastructure bill? I don't want to hear about child care and an infrastructure
bill.
So
each county, okay? each congressional district has to put in a bid for their congressional district, right?
Right. Well, they put in what they want for dollars.
For the Republicans to refuse to put in any bids for their district means that they're getting paid for doing nothing. Right?
Well, wait a minute. So are you suggesting that no Republicans putting bid in it for their districts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Dave, you're not informed. You're not informed at all. Because I actually worked on the one here in down in the 25th district, and it has been presented, and it may be approved. So you're wrong.
Well,
you want to move on to something else?
$12 billion for the entire state of South Carolina when they got hit by, was it four or five?
Dave, you just told me that not one Republican put in a bid, and I told you, I know one that did, and there are others out there. So I'm trying to figure out why I should believe you about the South Carolina thing.
Well, South Carolina, this guy was gleeful that we just got $12 billion.
Have you complained about the Democrats in the past when they've, you know, put it out for bridges to nowhere where they want $2.5 billion? Have you complained about that?
Do you remember, I'm Green Party. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican.
But you don't complain about them. I want you to complain about them. I want you to put together a complaint list.
I'm not going to do your job.
No. You don't have to. I do it. I don't need your help with that. I've got all the information I need. But I just wonder why when guys like you call the show, it's always, and thank you for calling, it's always, they're always neutral. They're always not party affiliated, but they never beat on the Democrats, ever. I always find it just quite amusing. Matter of fact, I shouldn't say that. The once or twice where somebody has called to complain about the Democrats is because they didn't go far enough. They didn't go left enough. So anyhow, I should have asked Dave before, you know, I moved on to the next story, but I should have asked Dave if he was happy about the conditions in San Francisco, because last time I talked to him, he said they really weren't as bad as they were being reported. And yet everybody who calls me or everybody I get emails from or pictures I get shows it pretty bad. Target obviously feels it's pretty bad. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. We're talking about, AOC and her interest in or actually thinking that simply banning marijuana in the Olympics and sports is somehow racist. Now that's when you have to really, I guess I'd have to smoke a couple of joints before that would make any sense to me. But banning marijuana use, now it doesn't say only from black folks. And how it's colonial, I really don't have a clue there. I must have really missed that class in high school. So the comments were followed the announcement that, you know, the U.S. champion Chuck Kyrie Richardson wouldn't be running in the 100-meter race. And then somehow she comes out with this, AOC comes out with this comment like it's supposed to help and or make sense. How full of herself is she that she thinks that comments like this are going to make people change their mind? 23-year-old gold medalist Michael Phelps, he received a 3-month suspension from competition and lost his Kellogg sponsorship after a photo emerged that showed him smoking a marijuana pipe in 2009. Now, I got news for you. So she probably doesn't know this. I don't know if she has enough brain cells left to remember this. Michael's white. Phelps is a white man. And he's from Maryland. And he never actually tested positive. He never was seen smoking it. Right? I mean, he had it up to his mouth. You know, I could play that same game that the defense attorney plays. But he acknowledged the photo was real. He was on enough to acknowledge the photo. And look at everything he lost. A white man. Didn't test positive. Photo was reportedly taken 6 months after the 2008 Olympics. And his suspension ended in time for him to compete in 2009 World Championships. In a tweet by Richardson, she said that I am human. And I explained in a Friday interview on the Today Show that she was triggered by the death of her mother. So she went to the, she smoked the dope because of her mom dying. Now, everybody deals with things differently. I'm not going to get her a case for smoking dope after her mom died. I don't know how she deals with stuff, but rules is rules. Laws is laws. I was definitely triggered and blinded by emotion, blinded by badness and hurting and hiding hurt. She said, I know I can't hide myself. So in some type of way, I was just trying to hide my pain. But the fact that AOC jumped in, you know, if AOC, this is where I could give her some credit. Although I don't think she could really muster up the mind to pull this off. If she had come out and said, yeah, rules is rules, I got it. The woman just lost her mom. She's not a long-time musician. Whatever term she came up with. Instead of drinking it up or boozing it up or doing whatever, she chose to smoke a joint or two or three. That would almost hold more water, would give her more credibility. But this is how the left operates. The first thing she ran to was this is racist and a colonial policy. I didn't know colonial, you know, the colonial policy was no weed smoking or something. I don't know. God bless. All right, some more crazy stories to wrap up here real quick. The critics roast anti-grill column that urged Americans to celebrate July 4th in the kitchen. But they didn't just roast it. It was called hate speech. So Business Insider columnist Josh Barrow prepared a July 4th weekend by declaring that, you know, grilling is bad, but critics swiftly condemned his opinion on the beloved American pastime. The column, admitting it, getting it, grilling is bad, was published on Thursday. Who doesn't like a backyard barbecue? Me, he said. There's a reason you don't do most of your cooking inside. Grills are impossible to keep clean. They lack good temperature control. They make worse food than what you can prepare in your kitchen. Well, maybe he should learn how to cook outside. I don't know. I make better hamburgers on a grill outside than I do in the house. He then suggested the 4th of July was a celebration that should be celebrated indoors. Yeah. Celebrate American prosperity with your fine kitchen appliances. What if you don't have fine kitchen appliances? What if you're at the park? Do you drag the stove with you? We'll be back in a few minutes for more of this lunacy. Don't go far.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now, and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Yeah, we're old meets new, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time and the time you take to be on the air with me to poke and prod me towards certain stories and to do certain things. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I love this too. I don't know if you heard, the White House actually came out and said that because of Joe, you're going to save money on this year's, barbecue events in and around your home. The money that you save per person, about 16 cents. They did not work into that, though, the cost for the gasoline for you to go to the store and back again, to pick up your groceries. In which case, it then costs you over $16 more per person. Anyway, we're talking about this, quickly talking about this piece of the paper about you should be celebrating celebrating the 4th inside. And this guy who wrote this article says that, first of all, he doesn't see how food can be cooked properly on an outside grill. Okay? I mean, seriously. Obviously, he's never been camping. He's never been to an outing or anything like that. He said grilling is bad. He feels like grilling is bad. You really can't cook well on a grill. You can't keep the grills clean. They lack temperature control. I mean, this guy's one of those nuts that goes by the book, I'm sure, when he cooks. It's not about, you want temperature control? Move the food around on the grill. I know professional chefs, really good professional chefs, will tell you that's exactly how to do it. And the way you don't end up with dry leather, I'm not going to give you a cooking lesson, but he teaches you how to move it around the grill and then the upper shelf so it can finish its cooking without going dry. But you should be celebrating your American prosperity with your fine kitchen appliances. Make the food for the cookout indoors. And that makes sense. Yeah, but I want my grilled food, whether I'm using charcoal. Like, I tell you what, I use a gas grill, but I miss the charcoal taste. I really do. He said, your grill is filthy. The very first time you use a grill, it's delightfully clean. Then food touches it. Whoa. He said, grills run high heat. Hey, what kills bacteria? What kills germs? I don't know. You know, I'm not a scientist. That's why I'm asking. Then the food burns onto the grill. Then you can't clean the grill. You can't clean the grates. He knew that if a frying pan was cleaned with a grill brush, people would refuse to eat from it and call the cook disgusting. Well, really? Every time you grill, you're putting your new food on top of the old burnt food. I don't know of anybody who's got sick from food poisoning with that specific incident happening. Right? And poor temperature control, what are you looking for? What temperature do you need to kill everything? Is it 100 and some odd degrees? Sure, what are you guys looking at? My grill always shows like 400 degrees. Ain't nothing living there, buddy. He said meats need to be seared to develop flavor. See, this is one of those nose in the air aristocrat when it comes to food. That's all right. I don't mind the food being dirty. It's a dirty world. All right? I mean, we heat up the grill, scrub it down, put the food on it, devour the food. Nobody goes in the bathroom and upchucks afterwards. It just doesn't work that way. I don't know who this guy is, but I'm having a field day with him because it just shows you how stupid it is. Anyway, let's move on to some more serious stuff. You gotta have a lighthearted one once in a while, right? Jen Psaki. She's another wonderful human being. I'll leave it at that. How's that? I just had it up on my screen. What do I do with it? All right, we'll do the Psaki one. That's okay. Jen Psaki says that you're saving 16 cents. Compared to the gas, she doesn't want to talk about the gas price spike, though. It's either out of her league or something she doesn't want to discuss. So she pushed back on Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey. I love how this guy really backs him in a corner. He questioned her about a pun-filled tweet from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It says, planning a cookout this year? We'll catch up. On the news, the White House tweeted Thursday, according to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July barbecue is down from last year. Which, by the way, when you do the numbers, it's really not true. Food is up all over. All right, I mean, what it cost you for hot dogs last year at this time, it's outrageous. Have any of you gone shopping? Any of you guys actually gone through the supermarket? I mean, the same stuff that I bought even 4 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. Prices have gone up. Psaki replied that there had been a reduction in some of the costs of the key components of a barbecue. Ducey followed up by asking whether such discount is truly impactful, given a more than $1 per gallon rise in gas prices since Biden took office, and soon to be, like, you know, another 20 to 30 cents here in California. I would say if you don't like hot dogs, you may not care of the reduction of costs. I like hot dogs. Isn't that a great response? From the press secretary for the president of the United States. You know, this is part of Biden's Build Back Better agenda. And he's producing results. Oh, yeah, he's producing results, all right. More of a last month of Bureau of Economics and analysis said the overall food price rising 0.4% since March. It's a whole 1% increase from the same time in 2020. So I don't know where they're buying their stuff. They must be buying their food at the day-old or week-old leftover store. Beef and pork, the most common base meats, they've seen sizable spikes in price over the last year. Beef has gone up over 3%. Pork has gone up over 2.5%. Right? I mean, come on. In addition, some experts are predicting a potential shortage in propane and propane tanks, which are used for heating, not only for barbecue grills, but for pools, mountain cabins, you know, as Americans go out. I know I have friends of mine not far from me, and we're in a big city, so to speak. They've got like 2,000-gallon propane tanks they use to heat their house, heat their water, heat their pools, the whole nine yards. Our electric generator runs off of propane, as do many others. So, these concerns, the field projections that the U.S. could face a gas shortage when these colder winter months come. Remember, you know, to stop the fracking, you can't produce as much oil, crude oil anyway. And we're going to be buying a lot more from overseas. But they think that's all good. I mean, they want us to be so dependent on other countries. And they don't realize where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from us being self-dependent, self-sufficient, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our own destinies. While the Biden administration is touting less than a quarter savings from barbecuing, in 2018, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, she dismissed $1,000 bonuses paid by several companies to employees when President Trump issued his tax reform plan. She called it crumbs. So if $1,000 bonus, if Pelosi calls $1,000 bonus crumbs, what does she call a 16-cent savings? What's that going to be? Pond scum? I'm just using her measuring stick. For those who barbecue on their deck, lumber prices spiked more than 30%. I don't know where the White House is getting their numbers sometimes. The increase in slack somewhat is, these mills are like producing wood at an incredible rate, hoping more homes are being built, more upgrades are being done to the homes. And, you know, I want to see that, too. Okay, that means more people are working, which means more people are making money, which means more people can feed their families easier. I don't want anybody hurting. As for the question of whether the alleged 16-cent savings will be felt by Americans celebrating their independence, we should ask from who. I wonder if this reporter would know. former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, you wrote an opinion last month that overall inflation being felt across the board is a hidden tax. He's right. I mean, inflation is the I word. Inflation is going to hit us hard, people. You better be ready for it. It's going to come out of nowhere. Jackie Cushman, the former lawmaker's daughter, in a charter finance analysis, said that young Americans will get a crash course in economics. He's right. You're going to see stagflation hit. Consumer price index rose quite a bit. And the wholesale price index is up nearly double at this point. Now, all these terms don't mean a whole bunch to me anyway, to some of us. But all it means for real is not only you paying more money now to feed your family, to get around, to do what you need to do, but you may, in the future, your kids may have a hard time. Anyway, listen, guys, have a great Independence Day. Please explain to the people around you, your grandsons, your nieces, your nephews, your kids, truly what the day is all about. Who gave up what for them to have this? Don't let it just be a barbecue and beer day, please. God bless you all. Look, and have a great weekend. I'll catch up with you next week. We'll be here. Hopefully you will, too.